USA Radio News.
54 Russian soldiers are dead and at least 3 tanks destroyed as Ukraine's military delivered an attack on a Russian ammunition depot in southern Ukraine on Saturday night. The attack occurred on the 150th day of the Russia-Ukraine war, coming less than 24 hours after Ukraine and Russia signed an agreement committing to let millions of tons of vital grain supply ship out from Ukraine's long blockaded southern ports. It's unclear whether the Russian strike technically violated the deal. The Ukraine foreign minister denounced the strike as a, quote, spit in the face of Turkey and the United Nations, which brokered the agreements. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Much of the country is dealing with punishing heat this weekend and record highs. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention warns more than 600 people in the U.S. die every year from extreme heat. Doctors advise that the deaths are 100% preventable, advising to wear lightweight clothing and hydrate. An estimated 17.7 million viewers watched the latest hearings of the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The Nielsen Company said that this is second to the 20 million who saw the first committee hearing on June 9th, the only other one of 8 sessions held in prime time. Public hearings are expected to resume in September. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Multiple shots fired in Washington.
One person was confirmed dead and 5 others treated for gunshot wounds after multiple shots were fired in the Seattle suburb of Renton, Washington. The Renton Police Department tweeted that officers were called before 1 a.m. Saturday and found multiple victims, 5 of whom were treated for injuries. Police confirmed 1 fatality in the shooting. Police also added this is not an active shooter situation. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Higher food prices during what has been a historic period of inflation has led to restaurants to shrink the portion sizes of some menu items. Economists call the phenomenon shrinkflation. And according to new data compiled by the review website Yelp, diners say it is now rampant. Prices for meals away from home climbed 7.7% last month, federal data show. Those restaurant prices have now increased for 9 consecutive months and 14 of the last 15 months. In May, Bloomberg reported the fast casual chains, including Burger King, Domino's, and Subway, were all reducing their portion sizes in response to the rising cost of food. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.